What is your kind of work?
I quit my job last year. I was in advertising. I sold advertising. But before, when I lived in Udon Thani, I had an export company exporting clothes and a car rental company.
Car rental company.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nicholas, you can come in as well. I mean, yeah, it's not private.
It was the last year of Lungta's life when I started going to Bangtan, and I went there and stayed 6 times, usually for about between 1 and 2 weeks.
Wow. I mean, there were so many people coming and going in Bangtan.
Oh, and my name's Neil. I go by my middle name.
Oh, you go by your middle name.
Yeah. It's so funny, Ajahn, you've been with me for 13 years, even though I left Thailand 12 years ago. I'm practicing in the UK, so I come to see you. You feel like an old friend to me.
Where exactly do you live now in Scotland?
So my last job was working in North America. It was on the road, a road rep, just constantly traveling. Went to about 40 states in the US, 7 provinces in Canada. And since I came back last year, I haven't settled down. I realized I needed to focus on my practice, which is why I quit my job. And then this year I've spent the year in monasteries in the UK, mainly Chithurst Monastery.
Who is the abbot now?
It's called Ajahn Ahinsico. He's a Californian. He's just coming up for his 20th Vasa. So
it went
from Ajahn Suchito to Ajahn Karunako, very briefly Ajahn Karunako, and then it went to, they invited in Ajahn Ahinsico.
Alex. tell Patreya to also to come.
Patreya.
This little Thai lady.
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah. I call her Effian. Ling.
I heard a story, Ajahn.
Yeah.
Were you an Anagarika at Chithurst?
Of course.
Yeah. I heard that you were practicing so intensely.
Yeah.
You were fasting, you weren't sleeping, you were obviously having deep samadhi or jhana practice. And they came to you and said, we're worried because if you have you're overdoing it, if you have a mental breakdown, we can't look after you, we need you to slow down. Mm. Is that a true story?
They didn't tell me this, that I need to slow down, and I wouldn't have listened to it anyway. Yeah, but they all thought I was crazy. especially the nuns. I mean, I had a rundown with the nuns, but also with some of the monks. Yeah. I was famous for my obstinacy. At that time, I was really famous there, because I mean, none of these monks, even 30 Pansa monks, had no idea what practice is about. Yeah. So they thought anybody who's practicing, you know, really full heartedly, you know, I mean, it must be crazy. Ajahn Munindo thought, you know, either you're crazy or you're an arahant. I said, I'm neither. They don't know, you know, because they're working and working, yeah. I mean, Chithurst, you know, I mean, you work, you know, and in Hanam you also work, you know, except for the winter retreat, yeah. I mean, so what do they know about practice, yeah? And in Chithurst at that time, you know, there were monks, you know, who constantly quarreled with each other, yeah. I mean, I even saw 2 of them fist fighting, yeah. And I said, what is this, yeah? How can you be Buddhist monks, you know, fist fighting each other? But they wouldn't stop, you know, each time, you know, they came close to it. Yeah, just like 2 dogs, you know, yeah, growling at each other. Yeah, I was quite famous there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not in a positive way.
It was Ajahn Jitindaro that told me. Does that name ring any bells?
I think I heard, yeah.
He's now running, he's the abbot of Hartridge in Devon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ajahn Sumedho, you know, I mean, when he came and visited Bandad and he saw me, you know, he instantly recognized me. Yeah. He is now back, oh, Ajahn Sumedho.
Ajahn Sumedho is in Amaravati.
Yeah, yeah. I stayed there only for, I think, for a month. Yeah.
Oh, same with me. I've only stayed there 1 month.
Hanuma stayed 4 or 5 months. Chittorst also, you know, 6 or 7 months. And then I said, no, that tradition is not for me.
Is that when you came to find that
book?
I'm going back to Harlem for February and March of the winter retreat because I know it's an open schedule, so it's good for personal practice.
Don't go. Why don't you do it here? This is an open schedule as well.
There's an answer to that, which is I'm still married.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So.
Are you married to a Thai wife?
No. English girl.
I mean, but when you were there, you know, 12 years ago, you were not married, right?
No, I wasn't, no.
Europe is, you know, on the brink of a war.
Yeah, I've heard from other sources, Ajahn Anand apparently is convinced that a world war is coming.
Yes,
yeah.
It is true.
You believe it as well.
Yeah. But it won't entail Thailand. But Germany will be overrun, England will be under the water. The whole island will drop down below the sea. Nothing will be left. Maybe some islands, you know, in Scotland, you know, the Highlands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are at least 800 meters, but you know, I mean, I think the Highlands are 800 meters.
Up to just up the highest point, Ben Nevis, is around about 1,200 meters or something. So
Yeah. So everything about 800 meters, you know, probably will survive. Yeah, everything else is below the sea.
What time frame are we talking about?
Probably. I mean, that depends on, you know, I mean, the predictions go, you know, it will start the moment, you know, they all call Shalom, 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 and that means peace in Israel. And then, you know, then the French Revolution starts and the Italian Revolution. And then they need to assassinate, yeah, the properly. They are so hateful of Putin. Yeah. And the moment they assassinate Putin, you know, the world will start. I mean, you know what is happening in Taiwan, you know, the U.S. is constantly choking fire everywhere where they go, you know, I mean, they just put a match, you know, and it just ignites everywhere they go, yeah. So what do you expect, you know? Sooner or later, you know, all these fire come together and blast over. So it can, probably, you know, I mean, Israel will be at peace sometimes around, you know, I mean, beginning of next year, and then things will start, yeah. Let's see, yeah. Once the French, you know, burn their Paris down, you know, then, you know, I mean, it's more than time to go out of Europe. Yeah, you will not be safe. Yeah. It can be, it probably will happen next year, yeah?
No.
I mean, the last 3 years, you know, it was less and less and less and less peaceful, yeah? I mean, the United States, you know, cut your pipeline, gas pipeline, you know what you think, yeah? I mean, Henry Kissinger said something very interesting. To be an enemy of the United States is dangerous, but to be a friend is fatal. And Germany just realized that. Yeah? They don't care about anybody else than themselves. Yeah? And England is stupid, you know, just to follow, you know, whatever the US says. It's the same thing, yeah? France, you know, hesitates a little bit, but you know, it still does, you know, what the United States tell them, yeah? I mean, with the Ukraine war, they shot themselves in the foot, yeah?
It It's like cycles. Like,
what?
It's like cycles.
Yeah, yeah, it's a cycle, yeah.
History you always see.
It always repeats, and the people don't learn from history because, I mean, the greed that is within us, you know, I mean, takes over, yeah? I mean, after Napoleon, you know, we should have been clever enough that we don't attack Russia, yeah? And what did Hitler do? You know, he attacked Russia, yeah? I mean, it is, yeah? And now that, now the U.S. thinks, you know, it's big enough to attack Russia, it's, yeah? And they lose. The war is lost, you know, yeah? It's up to Putin where he stops, you know, in Ukraine. But he's not interested, you know. He wants the Russian oblast, you know, the Russian, what do you call it in English, districts, you know, to be into Russia, yeah. And the rest of Ukraine, you know, to be neutral, yeah. But they don't. U.S. doesn't allow it. And England, you know, your Boris Johnson, you know, when, I mean, they had a peace deal. 3 months after the war, the invasion started, or 2 months, you know, they had a peace deal, and Boris Johnson flew to Kiev and said, no peace deal. And now 500,000 Ukrainian soldiers have died.
It's like for patriot and greed that people have, that's built in the world, and yeah, then make these things happen over the
yes,
time.
Of course.
So
that's greed, hatred, and especially delusion. Yeah? And we don't see delusion because it is behind greed and hate, you know. I mean, pushes greed and hate forward, yeah. I mean, the delusion, you know, that things, you know, we can attain something, you know, pushes obviously we want this, or we hate this, yeah. Pushes it in front.
This delusion also is that what we can see, that the media or the people would say that bring and build more of this delusion and these views that make people in that circle of more hatred and...
the delusion itself, of course, you know, I mean, it also increases, but of course we can decrease it, yeah? I mean, that is all how our purpose of practice, yeah? To decrease the delusion, to see that the things, yeah, that the kilesas throw in front of us, you know, I mean, they have no value at all.
So, like you say, in Thailand is a safe place because people have less temptation from this path, or they have less delusion.
No, they are quite deluded as well, and they are especially greedy. they don't have so much hate, yeah. They do have some hate, but you know, I mean, in the West, you know, the hate is much more predominant, yeah. And in Thailand, the greed is much more predominant, yeah. So they are very greedy, you know. But they have the basis that the West does not have. They have the basis of generosity, yeah. They have the basis of respect. I mean, in school, you know, the little kids, you know, respect their teacher, yeah, and they respect their elders, you know, and they look after their elders, yeah. I mean, we lost in the West, we lost that, yeah? And they have gratitude, yeah. And these three forms, you know, keep them safe. Yeah? When you think about it, these three, you know, these three prerequisites, what I always call prerequisites, before we really can dive into practice, yeah. And plus, you know, plus the five precepts, you know, I mean, bring us up to heaven, yeah. So, I mean, we can do when we don't have them, I mean, our practice will not go well, yeah. Or we get stuck at a certain point, yeah. Because there's no generosity. And if you cannot let go of material things, how can you let go of your views and opinions, yeah, that are much closer to you, yeah? Dr. Patreya.
But this has been infused more in the West also since maybe an hundred of years. People know about Buddhism in the West. These values may be infused in the society, but not that strong enough to make a big change in education. Or is something that, like the spread of the Buddhism, is something that will continue, or like because of the war, something will be reduced, or?
Since 50, 60 years, you know, Buddhism slowly goes down. Yeah, I mean, the Lord Buddha said Buddhism will last 5,000 years. Yeah, and 2,500. You know, when Lumpuman and Lumpusau were born, you know, I mean, it was the last height of Buddhism, you know, in Thailand, and now it slips away. Yeah? I mean, just look at the smartphone. Yeah? I mean, the monks are using smartphones. Who is going to practice them? Yeah? Who sees the dukkha? Yeah. So I mean, it slowly slips, yeah. And Thailand, you know, will be void of Buddhism, just like other countries will be void of Buddhism, like India was void of Buddhism, yeah. So, and Buddhism will move to another country, yeah, where the people are more, you know, have more religious drive, yeah. No matter what it is, yeah. Some people say it will be Russia, you know, because people are there, you know, very Orthodox, you know, the Orthodox Christians are very different from the other Christians, yeah. And it might drive there, or it come back to Europe, you know, but, you know, then, you know, it can only come back if it has the basis, yeah. I mean, Russia is different from the West, yeah. I mean, Russia looks after its people, yeah. We look after our money, yeah. That's the only thing that we do, yeah? And after our status, yeah? Yeah. And you see, and you live in Thailand, Taiwan, and you see, you know, the people are different, yeah? They do care about each other, yeah? and they respect the elders, yeah? I mean, I think so, yeah, and yeah, the Chinese history, yeah? They are a little bit generous, not as generous as the Thais, yeah. But they do know, you know, I mean, doing something. Yeah? Yeah.
But that five thousand years.
The cycle. So now it's 2,500 years, and now it slowly goes down. Yeah? And you already see it, you know. I mean, there are so many preachers of Dhamma who preaches the wrong kind of Dhamma. Yeah? And in the West, yeah, that's why I went out and why I went from the West, because I mean, there was, yeah, the Buddhism didn't have the foundation, yeah. When I asked my teachers, you know, and I asked my teachers how to overcome greed and hate, yeah, and they told me to let go, and I told them, no, I can't let go of them, yeah. And then I went to see Lumta Mahabho, and they said, no, you can't let go. It is impossible, yeah. Tell an ant that is on the roof, you know, just to let go and it falls to the floor, yeah. Cannot do it, doesn't know how to do it. All what it knows is do one step after time, yeah. And that is the way of the Lord Buddha, yeah. I mean, slowly cutting down, yeah. Training samadhi, sila, yeah. Sila, samadhi and panya. So training samadhi, then investigate our attachment. Step for step, you know, I mean, just like a knife slowly cutting down, yeah? Cutting down the banana tree until you see there was nothing in there. Yeah? Or banya tree, I don't know what you used. I think it was banya tree, or, yeah? I mean, it doesn't have a tree. Yeah?
After the Buddhism disappear, they will appear again, right?
But of course.
We don't know that those cycles get going like eons, yeah, of time. So it's probably not on this earth.
Yes, it is on this earth. I mean, the Lord Buddha said it very clearly. You know, he's the fourth Buddha on this earth. Okay. So we know... we have an inkling, you know, of the previous civilization. We call it Atlantis. Yeah, there was a Buddha in Atlantis. Yeah, before that, you know, I mean, one person who could look very far deep in the past, you know, he said there was Lemuria. Lemuria is in the Pacific, there where all these islands is, the Pacific island. Yeah, there was a Buddha, but we don't know anything about the first civilization on this earth. And we think we are the cream of the top of the cream. Yeah? We are the low. Yeah. I mean, when you look at Atlantis, you know, the culture of Atlantis, 70,000 years, yeah, lasted for 70,000 years, yeah. How old is our culture? 7,000 years, yeah. Huh? Because they were good at the beginning. They were really religious people, you know, and it lasted for thousands and thousands of years, you know. There was no war. But towards the end, you know, I mean, this greed and this hatred, you know, and this... all this torture, you know, I mean, occurred, yeah, right? And then, you know, I mean, it disappeared. Atlantis disappeared, yeah. Actually, in three goes, yeah. It was breaking up. It was a huge, you know, it was a huge continent, yeah. And then it broke up the first time, one part broke up, then the second time, second part broke off, yeah. And then the great flood, you know, the last part, you know, went under the sea. And the same thing will happen, yeah. I mean, the next Lord Buddha is already in heaven, yeah. So he just waits, you know, until the people are becoming. I mean, he wouldn't come now, you know. I mean, he sees, you know, everything is in decline, you know. People are just you know, warlike, you know. I mean, they're just so full of hate, they'll not be able, you know, to fathom the teaching. And he cannot come because the teaching is still alive, yeah. So I mean, he might come in 100,000 years, yeah. So you better make your clock, you know, for 100,000 years, yeah. So yeah, go into heaven, you know, for 100,000 years, and then come down with the Lord Buddha. Yeah, but if you don't have the good karma, you will go to hell first, yeah. And hopefully then to heaven, yeah.
I know there's some heavenly realms where you can still practice dhamma, like the lower heavenly
realms. Yeah, the lower heavenly realms, because they have so much, they have much more dukkha, yeah. I mean, the lowest heavenly realms are the Rukha Devas, yeah. That's just above us who live in the forest, yeah. I mean, who came to see from the Black Forest in Germany, who came to see Lumpuman, you know, and asked him how, because at the time there were the Second World War started, you know, how to get, you know, they were so angry, you know, with these Germans, you know, who prepared for war, yeah, how to deal with this anger. So they came to Lumpuman, you know, and asked him how can we deal with this anger. So these Rukha Devas are not very much different from us, yeah. So they have a lot of anger and also a lot of greed, yeah. One of these, I think it was a Rukha Deva, one of these Rukha Devas tried to kill Lumpuman when he was in the cave, you know, because he thought, this is my cave, this is, and nobody is allowed in there, you know. So he tried to kill him until Lumpuman said, why, what are you, what, you can see me? Yeah? You can read it in a biography. Yeah, I'm in my memory. Yeah. He answered it. You know, he answered it. You know, probably meditation. You know, probably metta and so on. Yeah, and see that the things, you know, that happen to the people is a result of their karma. Yeah. And in German, we actually have the expression, the oppressed of today is the oppressor of tomorrow. Yeah? See, the oppressed Jews are the oppressor now. I mean, it always repeats itself. Yeah? That's why, you know, that's why the two women, you know, who were constantly quarreling about the child, yeah? One mother was the mother of the child, yeah, and the other woman wanted to have this child, yeah, and then they came, you know, came to the Lord Buddha to make a decision, please make a decision. And then he just asked him, how long are you doing this? How many lifetimes have you done this? Last life she was the mother and you wanted the child. Now you are the mother and she wants the child, yeah? You have done that seven lifetimes, yeah? When are you going to stop? And that's the same thing, yeah? I mean, if you oppress people, you know, the oppressed will be the oppressor of the next life, yeah? And then the oppressor, yeah, will be the oppressed of the next life. It will never stop unless we put a stop to it. Yeah? So, I mean, that is why it is an endless cycle of birth and death, yeah? Because we never stop, yeah? What did he ask? when he was running Angulimala, Angulimala was, he was running away from Angulimala, because he had a knife in his hand, wanted to kill the Buddha, that would have been worse, But, what did he say? You haven't stopped running, I stopped running. After the things, that we think are so important in our life, or that we can make a change, We cannot make a change to this world. We have to realize, we can make a change to ourselves, Making a change to ourselves makes a change to the environment, You will see, you could see that, with Udon Thani, Lungta Mahabo was an arahant there for such a long time. It changed. And it was pretty much safe, all the other areas around, had droughts and, not enough food there, but, around Udon Thani, it was pretty much safe, because of his purity, So this is the only thing. We cannot stop war. We cannot stop people hating each other. We cannot stop, the change of times. But we can stop inside. Stop to be reborn. Stop to greed. Create this hatred. If we would, as long as we live in the world, if you just would realize one thing, whatever happens to us is the result of our karma. However people treat you. If they treat you nicely, if they treat you hateful, if they look down on you, it is what you have done in previous lives. And if you realize that, and then we can look at the root of the problem within our own heart and uproot it, then we can live in the world, much more easily. And also look at our desire. what do we want? We never question, what do we want? We just want it, we get it, and then it doesn't fulfill our expectations. Especially when you're married, the first half year is nice, and then...
then the hard work starts.
You also have the same thing, a woman normally says to a man, du enttäuscht mich. And that is something, you disillusion me. Because when we meet somebody, we have an illusion about this person. And after a while, we get disillusioned. And that is, in German, I probably think also in English, it's a very negative thing. But actually, it's a very positive thing. You took the illusion away from me. And how often do we say that in German? Du hast mich enttäuscht. I had wrong views about you. But that is my views. That has nothing to do with the other person. And in a marriage, you constantly quarrel about this thing. You also married, Nicola. This is, we actually cannot put ourselves in the shoe of the other unless we are really good in practice. Then we can see where the other person is at. And then we can react towards the heart of this other person. But we only react towards the words of the other person. And the word and the heart says two different things. The words that come out is what this person thinks it wants, but the heart says what it actually is saying. So if we would listen to the heart, we would understand where this person is coming from, what he wants. And you will be completely surprised. The person tells you a story about this or complains about this thing, and we listen to the heart and we react to the heart. And this person, it was completely surprised because we actually, understood it, We don't react to the words, but we react to the heart. But it's very difficult. We don't know our own heart. We don't know what we want. So how should we know what other people want?
But at least the thing is good that there is disillusioning because that avoids conflicts.
Yeah, this is
more realistic. Yeah.
I mean, there are two conflicts in our world. It is misunderstanding because, yeah, not only, yeah, we can be very precise in our language, yeah, but the language itself is a problem. Because what you think about, you know, for instance, love or hate, another person has a completely different view about it. And that's why, you know, that's why we constantly fight, yeah. The other thing is, you know, I mean, we don't know what we really want. That is the illusion we have about other people, yeah? And the illusion we have about ourselves, yeah? We are so good, yeah? No, you're a piece of shit, yeah? Yeah, and we don't want to realize it, yeah? So if somebody says something, you know, and we get really upset, yeah? I mean, he really hit the core of our, yeah? Of our real being, yeah? Yeah? And that hurts. If it hurts, you know, it means he hit something, yeah? And it's not easy, yeah? I mean, if you practice earnestly, it is not easy, you know? I mean, there will be a lot of tears flowing, you know, because you really hurt, yeah? But you accept it to be hurt, yeah? And you try to remedy it, yeah? You try to remedy the views about yourself, how you are, yeah? And then, you know, I mean, if you don't have views about yourself, you know, people can say anything and it doesn't hurt you anymore. Yeah? But that is difficult. Yeah? We have to have sati. Yeah? This awareness, what is going on, what is, yeah? And also, you know, from where these other persons are coming from. But you know, I mean, if you are satisfied with ourselves, you know, and if you know how we are, yeah, and if you know, you know, that every human being that is born has greed and hatred within, yeah, and especially a lot of delusion, you know, about what he wants to be. I want to be a doctor. And that creates so much dukkha, and you didn't see that. Yeah? Everybody else could see it, yeah? How much dukkha it creates, you know, to become a doctor, yeah? But we want. For what? Yeah? Now you have a piece of paper, you can wish, you know, you can wish the bottom of your ass with it, yeah? Doesn't mean anything, yeah? And she's also a doctor. Yeah, I mean, all the women here in Thailand are doctorates, you know, and the men are complete stupid fools. Huh? China, probably the same thing, yeah? The women are really clever, yeah? They're getting all the doctorates, you know, and the men, huh? Well, where should I go? So? Why should I go so? Okay, so, I mean, you asked a question about karma. I mean, whatever brought you in this life is the karma from your previous life. So whatever you have done in your previous life, you know, there is a residue in your life, yeah? It's just like, you know, I mean, I cannot take anything. Of course you take something with you, yeah? The only thing that you take into your next life is the karma. It's your good action or your bad actions, yeah? But what you learn, you will also, yeah? I mean, if you train your body, you know, to become an absolutely good sportsman, yeah? I mean, you will have a trained body in the next life and it is easier to pick it up, yeah? It's just like, when we learn a language, you know, I used to learn French and I was pretty good. I could read French books. Yeah? Now I can't say a sentence in French. Yeah? But I can pick it up very quickly. Yeah? It took me long. Yeah, it didn't take me so long because I mean French was, yeah, it was there was a fundament, you know, from previous lives of it. Yeah, so I mean I could pick it up. Yeah, but you know, it will take me a little time, you know, to reinvest, you know, and then I can speak it, yeah. It doesn't take me as long as I did the first time, yeah. And it's the same with meditation. The more you practice in this life, you know, I mean, the easier is it to pick it up in the next life, yeah. Unless, you know, I mean, you forget it for the next 10 lives, you know, and then it will be more and more difficult, but the residue will be still in your heart as karma. Yeah? This is something you understand. You have to understand. Yeah? The goodness that we developed in this life, you know, will carry over to the goodness in the next life. There will be always this residue. Yeah? But you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, when we come back as a human being, you know, we pack our bags wrong. You know, if you put the wrong things, you know, when you go to Thailand, travel to Thailand, and then you open the bag and all the things that you took with you, you cannot use anymore. Yeah, I mean, that is means packing the things wrong. Yeah? So when we enter a new life, yeah, as a human being, you know, we pack our bags, yeah, before we enter, yeah. So we put all the karma, you know, good karma and bad karma in it, and with this we go. Yeah? So, I mean, it takes a lot of sati, you know, to pack the bag. Yeah? Otherwise, you know, the packs will be packed for you. And that is what is happened to most of the people when they die. Yeah? They will just go down the heaviest karma. Be it good karma or bad karma, you know, no matter what, you know, they will be thrown into this, yeah? Because they have no satya, they have no awareness. And you see it day in, day out in your daily life, yeah? People, you know, with their smartphones, you know, they run against this. They don't see the opportunities that open on the left side, you know, on the right side, yeah? They only see this, yeah? Yeah? And they even run across the street and get hit by a car. Or they drive, you know, in the car, you know, and get hit by another car, yeah, because they don't see the red light, yeah. That is what is happening with us, yeah. If we are blind, yeah, and we are blind, we think we can see? No. Yeah? We are still blind, you know, we can see the things outside, but we don't see, you know, what is going on in our heart, yeah. So sati is the one thing, you know, that can choose, yeah, between this, yeah? this path or that path, yeah. And we have, you know, we have 16 different side roads, or even 17 different side roads where we can choose from. Because we have created, you know, 16 different kinds of karma that we can go. Yeah? We have the karma of recluse, we have the karma of being a politician, we have the karma of being a doctor, a medical doctor, yeah? or chemical doctor, or whatever, yeah? Or KI or AI doctor, yeah. This is karma that we have created in the past, yeah. Yeah? So we can choose it, yeah. But most of the time, we just go. We don't want to, yeah. I mean, we are lazy, yeah. We just go. Well, okay, let's do this, yeah. Whatever the kilesas bring up, yeah, and they bring up, of course, our strongest tendencies, yeah. But we have weak tendencies that we can develop. Yeah?
The AI will make this tendency even worse because we have less to decide and less to do with sati.
Oh, that is. But don't you think this is beautiful for the people who have control? Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you think they give us all these toys? I mean, what was the saying in Rome? Yeah, Nero. Yeah, huh? Give them bread and circuses, and they don't revolt. Yeah. And the most circus is the smartphone. People are not even aware that they are already in the second layer of delusion. Yeah. I mean, it is a hard thing to come out of this delusion that looks so real. Yeah. I mean, with the phone we see, you know, I mean, it's not really that real, but, you know, we still get drawn into it, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? But this, you know, to overcome this delusion, yeah, that actually people can, yeah, dive into, you know, or go through walls, you know, or go walk in the sky or walk over water, yeah? I mean, because they see through this delusion, yeah? But we believe in it, you know, and that's why it is so fixed, yeah? And that's the same thing, you know, I mean, with the smartphones, you know, it becomes more and more solid, you know, I mean, people believe what they see on Twitter, on Facebook, on X, you know, I mean, yeah. It it's terrible, you know. It's for the human brain. In fact, you know, I mean, be aware, you know, in your next life, even when you're born as a human being, you don't have a head because you don't need the brain anymore. You know, instead of the head, you have a smartphone where other people, you just got the numbers, you know, or type the messages, yeah? Because we don't need it. If you don't need it, you know, I mean, whatever, yeah? I mean, how did this human body develop, yeah? I mean, when you look at the Digha Nikaya, you know, what were the first, you know, what were the first beings, you know, I mean, earth beings, you know? I mean, it was just pure earth, yeah? Put together, yeah? And, you know, and they were fighting, you know, against each other, you know? And to replenish, you know, the energy of these earth structures, you know? I mean, they ate earth, yeah? Because that, yeah, huh? And then over billions or trillions or, you know, what, quadrillions of lives, you know, I mean, we have developed this body, yeah? And it is because of we developed this body, you know, people think, you know, somebody else developed. No, we. Just like we develop, you know, like we develop this technology, you know, we develop these planes, yeah? Or we develop these cars, you know, they get better and better and better, yeah? But then, you know, one day, you know, I mean, yeah, it's overdone, yeah? Whatever is overdone, you know, will break, yeah? And it's the same thing with this body, yeah? It becomes too sensible, yeah? It wasn't that sensible or sensitive, you know, in the previous life, yeah? They were much more robust, you know? Now we just, yeah, COVID, you know, I mean, just a flu, you know, and wiped out so many people, yeah? Actually, the vaccine wiped out more people, yeah? Now, yes? I mean, when you look at the data, that I think it was in UK, the UK done a data analysis, you know, of all, a very broad data spectrum, because now the data comes in, yeah? And they they analyzed it. 14 days, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 7 weeks, 7 months, yeah, 8 months. And they said, you know, about 10 million people died just because of the vaccine. Yeah. You live in Germany, you don't know anything about what is going on in this world. You don't even know what is going on in Ukraine. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, only what they allow you to. Yeah. Yeah. And that is something, you know. I mean, the first time I was out of Germany, when I went to study in the US, I looked at Germany with very different eyes. When I came back, I couldn't believe, you know, the stubbornness, yeah, the idolatry of, you know, of the German people, this blindness, yeah. But then, you know, I mean, within living 5 years there, I slowly, you know, readapted, yeah. But now I'm out, you know, for 30 years, I see very clearly what is happening in Germany, yeah? And people in Germany don't know, yeah? I mean, I do read, you know, I do read sometimes German newspapers, you know? I mean, what they write is completely, you know, I mean, it's not completely lies, you know? But they don't tell you things, yeah? They don't tell you that Ukraine has lost the war. They still think, you know, they can Ukraine with 20 million people can defeat Russia with 160 million people. I mean, UK is also, you know, I mean, what nonsense that, yeah? The group, Ukraine, yeah, Putin has a heart attack. Putin is dead, you know. I mean, the Ukraine tabloids, you know, put it out, yeah? Constantly, you know, I mean, they cut. And the people, you know, when you live in this country, I mean, of course you start, yeah? You start to believe it, yeah? Hello, Goebbels.
But every country does that.
Yeah, I mean, in every country you have to look outside, yeah? People in Thailand, you know, I mean, yeah, they're also, you know, in a closed room, yeah? If they don't look, you know, if the Thais don't speak English, they don't know anything. Yeah? And lots of people, you know, in Germany don't speak English, so they don't know anything, yeah? What is really going on, yeah? But if you know English or if you know other languages, I mean, then you can listen to, you know, what other people... What is the world at the moment? What is the world saying about Israel? War crime. Yeah? Genocide. Yeah? What is the West saying? They defend themselves. Since when has an oppressor the right to defend itself? Huh? Germany was occupying France. France does not have the right to defend itself. But if France, you know, the resistance in France attacked the Germans, then the Germans have the right to defend themselves. What kind of logic is that? In the UN law, it actually states an oppressed person or, you know, occupied country have the right to resist and with weapons. And now they completely change it around in the West. Yeah? They say, no, they don't have. Yeah? I mean, 3 years ago, there was a peaceful march of the Palestinians. What did the Israelis do? With snipers, they shot them. 2,000 people dead. If they march peacefully, they cannot. If they go with weapons, they cannot. They're not allowed anything. They're only allowed, yes, yes, my Lord, yes, I have to be, you know, oppressed. Huh? No. Huh? I mean, it's very tough, you know. I mean, your heart, you know. I mean, your physical heart is coated in stone, you know. What? Yeah, yeah, but why don't you doubt what you hear in Germany? This you don't doubt, you know, or what you hear in your own country, you don't doubt. But what you hear about, you know, what other people say, this is your doubt. It's strange, isn't it? I mean, doubt is a very useful thing, but then you have to doubt everything that the people tell you. Be it, you know, inside your country, you know, you live in Germany or you live in UK, you have to doubt what the people are telling you, yeah? And you don't do that. But there are quite a few doctors, you know, Dr. Campbell, he is in England, you know, and there are quite a few doctors, you know, who examined, you know, these COVID patients who were injected, yeah? I mean, the blood is not fluid anymore. I mean, they draw out the blood, you know, it's a long stream. It's solid. How can you not have a heart attack, you know, with solid blood? Yeah. you don't doubt what Tagesthemen, Tagesschau, you know.
Normally, I quite believe in the morality of Germans.
They're completely immoral now. I mean, in the 60s and 70s, yes, you could believe a little bit, you can trust a little bit in the morality of the Germans, yeah. But, I mean, from the 90s on, you know, I mean, it was going down the drain, yeah. Why do you think I left Germany? I find Thailand much more moral than any other country. Yeah, in Germany with hate. I mean, I just a few days ago, you know, a German visitor came to another monastery and they invited me to talk to him. I mean, he was boiling with hate, yeah? And most of the Germans who come here, you know, I mean, they complain about everything. They complain and they complain and they complain, but they don't do anything, yeah? And sooner or later it will boil up, you know, and then Germany will also have a revolution, just like they had in 1840, yeah? And once the Germans get their fat ass, you know, out of their chair, I mean, then there's nothing to stop them. Yeah? I mean, they're more brutal than the French, yeah? I mean, they will just massacre anybody who comes in their way. Yeah? anybody who oppressed them. But friends, you know, we are brothers, actually, you know. We come from the same heritage. And, you know, brothers constantly fight each other. Constant wars between France and Germany. That's why we are so close, and we have, you know, I mean, we are so close, you know, also in our mentality, even though we don't admit it, yeah? Okay, so any more questions? Just practice, get the mind calm. That is the most important thing. I mean, within 1 week, you know, I mean, you can't do any investigation. Just get the mind completely calm, yeah? And also, I call her Effchen, Effchen. Yeah. Because she's just like a Ling, Ling, Ling. Ling?
Ling, oh, monkey.
No, monkey, monkey. Effchen is a nice word for monkey. Yeah. Okay, so if you have no more questions.
Just a little short question. To go over sometimes the anxiety, the fear, or the change, I think we all have that, at some level, some higher, or is that related to karma, or is that related to any?
No, it's not related, Hina. It's related to our false sense of security. We have a false sense of security, and that's what, why do people, you know, I mean, when you look at the Middle Ages, you know, and people lived in their clusters, and anybody who came outside from their cluster, you know, from the neighboring village, he was a stranger, and they were afraid of him, because they only, whatever they know, you know, that's where they feel safe. What they don't know, it's where they don't feel safe, And that, I mean, now we can travel throughout the world and feel relatively safe, because, I mean, through our knowledge we know about it. But there are certain things, you know, where we don't feel safe, And leaving our our environment, the university, you know, or whatever it is, or the workplace, you know, what am I going to do? But actually, all the time we are unsafe, but we don't realize it. And there's a freedom within being unsafe. Because the sense of safety is an illusion. There is no safety.
How to overcome that? How to...
Forget about, you know, I mean, you have to eradicate the thoughts and the memories that lead to this anxiety. Question them.
Like thinking about the future or the present?
Yeah, thinking about, I mean, not extrapolating, you know, from the present to the future. This is completely wrong. It never worked. Anyway.
So how to observe that, like observe the...
Observe a thought, you know, and say there's a thought, you know, observe a memory, to say there's a memory. It's just a memory, it's not my memory. It's not my thought. Use the principle of anatta. Whatever I can see, whatever I can observe, be it feeling, you know, cannot be me. Because who is the one who observes? That one that observes, you know, is never go, it never... dies, but everything he observes, you know, changes. Comes and goes. Even when we observe the body, you know, we cannot observe it, you know, but we can live it, you know, and we see it's born, you know, and it dies. We can go back in the memory lane and see, you know, but it was born, you know, and then until our death, So we can see this, so but the body is not self, you know, thoughts are not self, memory is not self, feeling is not self, these things, But it takes some time, you know, to realize it, and the more often we say that, the more it, you know, more it trickles down, But investigation, actually, you know, the truthful investigation will really cut it down, to see that. It's just a car. Yeah? I mean, you don't worry about a car when it goes, you know, when it doesn't work anymore. Yeah, you just put it to the scrapyard and get a new one. Yeah. You don't bury it, you know. You don't invite your whole family. Oh, let's bury this car. Yeah. Yeah. You just dump it in the next scrapyard and go and buy. Yeah. The problem is if you don't have money to buy a car, then you might, you know. Yeah? And then you go to hell for a while.
So the fear is related to the fear of death, in fact. This the anxiety? Or...
Yeah, I mean, we have, but then realize we will have to die because we are born. Sooner or later, we have to die, you know. I mean, you see it around, you know, just look around, yeah. Your parents, you know, your grandparents have died, have died already, yeah. My parents have died, you know, both of them have died, you know, and your parents might, you know, might be in an age where they can soon die, yeah? So, everything, yeah? So, but what is the fear? The fear is the unknown. It's the same thing. We don't know where we are going. Yeah? But the interesting thing, yeah, about, you know, people, you know, who are, you know, who are not afraid of death. There are people, you know, who have done a lot of good. Because they know they go, you know, wherever they go, you know, they'll be good. Yeah? So what to worry about it? Hmm? But people who have done a lot of bad things, you know, I mean, of course, yeah? the more bad things they have done, the more they worry about death. Yeah? Look at people, you know, who gangsters, you know, thieves and, you know, and robbers, you know, and murderers, you know, I mean, they are really totally afraid of death. Because they already know where they're going. Down to hell. Now, you overcome it, you know, and say, there's a thought. It's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. The Lord Buddha told us, yeah? Anicca, yeah? Everything is a fleeting nature, yeah? Anatta, the things that we can observe, you know, cannot be me, mine, or myself, yeah? And that is the illusionism. Yeah? You believe your thoughts, yeah? But you doubt anybody else's thoughts. But your thoughts are not your thoughts. No! Anybody else that is close to you can pick up the same thought that you have. Yeah? So how can you tell it's your thought? Because you spurred it out before the other person. I mean, I tested it out, you know. I mean, we had the brain. I mean, in the 80s, we had this brainstorming, you know. What do you call it? Brainstorming or something like that? A meeting with a few scientists, you know. I mean, yeah. I had an excellent idea, and I said, okay, let's wait, yeah. And then 2 minutes later, the same idea, absolutely the same idea, came from another person. It's not me. Huh? I mean, I tested out everything, you know. I mean, when I, yeah, that's why they have, I must be crazy, you know. I mean, you know, being in Harlem, you know, constantly fighting, yeah. No, I wanted to know, I wanted to understand. So, I mean, you know, I understood the teaching of the Lord Buddha. So, yeah. And then I tested it out, yeah, in real life situations, yeah. And I got the result. Yeah, you counteract it first with thoughts, you know. I'm replacing, I mean, you can also replace the thoughts of fear with metta, with loving kindness. Yeah? May you be happy, may you be free from suffering, yeah, maybe whatever, you know, may, whatever you wish, you know. And wish it to yourself, yeah. There's no problem. Yeah? Okay? Enough.